Going back to what are you committed to, going back to having that loyalty to yourself, what do you want to put front and center into your life? And then how are you going to show yourself and other people that those things actually matter to you? Because it's obviously not enough to just write it down on a piece of paper and be like, I'm into this. No, like, how are you actually representing that, to the world and to yourself? Hello, and welcome to the Empress Podcast. I am your host, Jessica, known in the online space as Jess the Empress. I started this podcast to help you be present with yourself, cope with chaos, and simplify your life. I do this by combining psychology, behavioral science, and the tarot. I have a background in mental health, specifically a master's in clinical social work from USC, and I'm a professional tarot reader. So get ready to have a nurturing, creative, and empowering experience with me as we use practical magic. Hey there, coffee lovers. Are you tired of settling for boring coffee? I have a treat for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Heartwork Coffee Bar, your one-stop destination for exceptional coffee experiences. Whether you're a coffee connoisseur or just someone who appreciates a great cup of joe, Heartwork Coffee Bar is here to elevate your coffee game to new heights. At Heartwork Coffee Bar, they take pride in their craft because each batch is carefully roasted to perfection, ensuring that every sip is a symphony of flavor. From the rich and the robust to the light and fruity, they have a coffee blend for every palate. And here's the best part. For you amazing podcast listeners, Heartwork Coffee Bar is offering an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. Just use the code EMPRESS10 at checkout and you'll save big on your order. Why settle for ordinary when you can indulge in the extraordinary coffee from Heartwork Coffee Bar? Remember to use code EMPRESS10 for that special 10% discount and treat yourself to the coffee experience that you deserve. Don't miss out on this fantastic offer. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks to Heartwork Coffee Bar for making today's episode possible. Now go grab your favorite mug, brew a fresh cup, and enjoy the podcast with the perfect companion, Heartwork Coffee Bar. Cheers. Hi. Hi. How are you? I hope you're well, and I hope you are taking care of yourself. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. Let's hop into this episode. So today we're going to talk about the April energy and what is going on. I know you guys want to know. I did a little bit of research before I hopped online. I looked over some of the astrology, but then I also meditated and kind of picked up different words and energies basically. And even like, okay, here's what I feel. I'm wondering if this is going to serve you guys. You can always let me know. I would love to hear how your April month goes, but I kept hearing the words loyalty, loyalty regarding yourself and your goals. So I then looked up loyalty, like the definition of loyalty, and it means supported. And another word that was similar was committed. So how are you going to commit to yourself this month? How are you going to support yourself this month? I think that's an important question to ask. And it's even more important to really reflect on it and then create some type of plan that allows you to have your own back. Hey, love, I want to ask you to rate and review my podcast. Giving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to me. I love knowing who's listening and what everyone is getting from the episode. So please take a moment of your time to share your thoughts, and I look forward to reading your reviews soon. The astrology this month is as follows. The first, which is today, we have Mercury retrograde in Aries. And just a quick note about a retrograde, it's nothing to freak out about. They've been happening for a really, really long time. You've survived all of them so far. You're going to be fine. Anytime we have a retrograde, the main themes are just about slowing down and being self-reflective, contemplating on the things that you want, and really observing whether or not you're behaving in a way that aligns with your values, whether what you're doing is making sense. Is it supporting the best version of you, or is it supporting maybe something that needs to change, you're kind of wrestling with or whatever. So it's like a really good time to review what is going on in your own life and what do you want to continue in your life in the future. Some of your behaviors, right? Some of your day-to-day actions are contributing to what you're experiencing right now. So if you don't like some of the things in your life, it's a good time to it's like figure out what's going on and what are you doing and what you need to stop doing to, to have these negative experiences. So something to think about. What's interesting about it being in Aries? Well, Aries is a fire sign, and so it can feel really intense for some people. It can feel irritating for some people, whereas other people are going to be really at home in the Aries energy. They're going to love the intensity. They're going to feel really excited. Wherever you find yourself, acknowledge it. You know what I mean? Meet yourself where you're at. Ask yourself again, what is it you need? If you're, feeling irritated or if you're excited. Another part of the theme this month is patience. And I really feel like we're all kind of impatient. So I don't want you to personalize, like, if there's an area of your life where it's very difficult for you to exercise patience, or if it's just something that you haven't strengthened. And I was really thinking about this because you guys, we get packages in like 2 days from Amazon. Like, come on, we can drive to the store and pretty much get anything that we want. Like, we don't have patience. We don't know what it is to actually grow a crop and wait for a freaking season to eat it. Like, we don't know what that is. Like, we just don't have patience. And so I was kind of thinking of the ways that our patience has been hijacked just because of like society and, where we're at culturally in 2024. And so I see people getting really impatient in the manifestation space because they're like, okay, there's a wall. I got to break it down. I got to get through it as fast as possible so I can get what I want, or so that I can have the experience that I'm looking forward to experiencing. Or sometimes it's so I can get out of this experience that I don't like and into something else. But it doesn't work like that. We can't Amazon Prime our manifestations. Like, we're gonna have to be patient. We're gonna have to work for it. And it can feel like it's even a harder lesson to learn nowadays, honestly, because like we get instant gratification on our phone. Like I said, we could go down the street and pretty much get anything. Like, it's kind of crazy. So don't beat yourself up if you're not patient or if you are just a person that struggles to be patient. I think it's a universal issue at this point. And so know that you can get better at it. And it's almost like a lot of us are starting from a deficit because of, again, just the way the world is. But patience is key. And I also feel one thing that will help you be patient is having a larger perspective. Again, kind of like just how I laid it out. Okay, yeah, Amazon Prime does happen in 2 days, but it's okay that my manifestations, my goals, the things I want might take 3 years, 2 years, 2 months, whatever. What's wrong with that? Like, I really want you to ask yourself, like, what is wrong with not having what I want right now? Can I survive? Can I live? Asking yourself those questions, because I feel like, again, like our mind keeps getting hijacked as if like it's the worst case scenario that we're not getting what we want right away. When like, is that really the worst case scenario, or are we being a little bit dramatic? Are we really coming from a place that is a little more egoic as opposed to more flexible? I think it's worth reflecting on, especially because of the retrograde, where things, there are setbacks, there are delays. It's fine to not like the delay. It's fine to not like the setback. You can be in that space, but it doesn't mean that it needs to put you in this place of like being grumpy, being doubtful, or feeling like you're not doing enough, and now you have to kick it into overdrive and hustle. Like, you got to find balance in all this, okay? And again, part of our patience has been totally messed up because of the way the world is. So I just really hope that that gives you a greater perspective that you can use when you need to be reminded of what patience really is. Like, there's nothing wrong with it taking years to get what you want. There's nothing wrong with it at all. Society will tell you that it's wrong, but like, your timing is your timing, and nobody can make you feel bad at the end of the day other than you about it. Yeah, society is going to want you to hustle and want you to play into all that stuff, but you don't have to. That's a choice. And I think that choice becomes something that you're like, no, I don't want it anymore. You're better off like just defending yourself against it this month. So then on the 19th, we have the sun going into Taurus. So we do enter Taurus season, which is super lovely. I enjoy Taurus season. Again, another sign, we're talking about patience and dedication. Going back to what are you committed to? Going back to having that loyalty to yourself. What do you want to put front and center into your life? And then how are you going to show yourself and other people that those things actually matter to you? Because it's obviously not enough to just write it down on a piece of paper and be like, I'm into this. No, like, how are you actually representing that, to the world and to yourself? So those are things to think about. And then on the 25th, Mercury goes direct in Aries. So coming out of that retrograde and just in Aries, you might feel like there's a little more space for you. You might feel like that anxiety, that low level anxiety is just kind of burned off and it's not as strong. You might find that there's things kind of, you might find that some of the questions you had have been answered and that it's action time. When Mercury goes direct in Aries, it can be okay, the things I haven't done the last couple of weeks, I now have more clarity on how to do them. And so I'm going to go ahead and get the ball rolling. And then on the 29th, Venus enters Taurus, which is a home planet for Taurus. So it's really, really comfortable, really, really sweet in this energy. I absolutely love it. I'm really looking forward to it. If you find yourself wanting to nurture your space, if you find yourself wanting to revamp, redecorate, that would not shock me. Regarding money matters with Venus and Taurus, it could be that money increases and your relationship with money becomes much easier. So again, the suggestion that maybe there is some burn off of the anxiety or the worry and the questioning, and there's just more existing, right? There's really just more being and coziness. We are going to get into the tarot reading portion. And like last month and the month before, I'm going to focus on the questions. What is coming in? So what is coming in? What can we welcome in the month of April? Okay. We have the Queen of Pentacles reversed. We have the Empress. And we have the Six of Cups. At first glance, I think welcoming in healing. And I also feel welcoming in our personal power, really understanding how much agency we do have and reclaiming it. And I think it can show up in really small ways. And of course, it can show up in really big ways. I keep also hearing enoughness, the healing around that we are enough, that we are inherently okay, that there's nothing, of course, there are things that we want to change. And of course, we have limitations and flaws, but that doesn't make us these things that we should judge harshly. And I'm actually really thinking about the sort of religious conversations that people have where they're like, if you're not always perfect, then you're this like that a flaw is a bad thing. I know that like the Bible says that you're born flawed, or at least that's how I, that's what I was taught that the Bible said that you're born flawed, and that was looked at as a really bad thing because it's the I was told that's like you're born a sinner. And that's interesting to me because it's taken me a really long time. Like I had to do a lot of deconditioning in my 20s and 30s around the way I grew up and like a lot of the stuff I heard again from a religious place. And like being born a sinner is like a really wild concept that makes you feel like you're not good enough, that makes you feel like no matter what you do, you're always wrong and you're always falling short. And I think that there's a lot of people that feel like that, whether or not they are religious, because it doesn't really have to come from religion. Your parents could have told you you were not good enough. You could have taken in some programming because of the society you lived in or the culture that said you're not good enough unless you meet these standards. So it's all the same thing. It's just, got a different framework to it. And so, if religion is your thing, rad, it's not my thing. And I'm going to talk about my experiences, and it doesn't have to be the same thing that you experienced. And, your relationship with your, universe, outside forces, whatever, that's for you, right? For you to determine. Like, there's enough space for us to have a difference of opinion and beliefs. Like, we can coexist. So what I really see in this, though, is reclaiming your goodness, reclaiming your goodness. And that's what I mean by, like, what is the way that you're going to have loyalty to yourself? You are good enough to have your own back. And I'm sorry that people failed you. I'm sorry that people let you down. I'm sorry that people betrayed you, but you don't have to do those things with yourself. You don't have to betray yourself. You don't have to hurt yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up when you do let yourself down, because that's just a part of life and we all make mistakes, right? But that doesn't mean that you don't uphold yourself with kindness and with love and with compassion. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's the healing that's coming through in the month of April, that, like, you get to be with yourself at the end of the day, and you get to either beat yourself up or you get to love yourself. What do you want to do? What is it that you want to do? And what does loving yourself look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? Because I'm pretty sure we all know what the other one looks like, where we're beating ourselves up, and we know what that feels like. We know what that looks like, and we're kind of over it. Like, April's suggesting that a lot of us are over it, and instead we're really welcoming in that healing. The Queen of Pentacles reversed. It's like, how are we caring for ourselves, and how are we caring for each other? How are we being in, how are we behaving? And how are we behaving when we're alone? Because that can tell you a lot about yourself. When you're alone and no one's looking and you're not doing the whole performative, like, put it on Instagram kind of thing or whatever. And when you're just sitting there and you're looking in the mirror, or, you're doing whatever, how are you talking to yourself? You know, like, it's really interesting thing to look at. And if you realize that there's some things you're saying and doing that are not helpful, you have the power to change that, because that's what's within your power. You know, the Empress is all about, it's again connected to Venus. So this is super rad. We're just getting a lot of that Venusian, again, beauty. And when you think about a life that is beautiful, yes, it can be aesthetically beautiful. And I think that's something we all want, especially because we're really conditioned to, like, find beauty in things, but beauty is still subjective. So someone could have a house and be like, "This is my beautiful home." And I'd be like, "Oh, I would never live there." But if they love it, then that's rad. So yeah, we've got the aesthetic beauty, but I also, what does beauty feel like for you? When you live in a place that is nourishing, and it doesn't matter how small or big it is, it doesn't matter. A lot of things don't matter. You get to make it beautiful, and you get to make yourself beautiful in the sense of how you speak to yourself. When someone's energy is beautiful, you can pick up on that. So if you want to make your energy beautiful, you've got to be treating yourself in a way that reflects that, And with the Empress, again, look over your money. I think there can be healing there. Again, just reclaiming your power. It could be a really good time for you to take a look at what's coming and going financially, just so that you reinforce confidence. Being able to look at what you've got is a powerful thing, especially if you are a female, because there was a point in time when women didn't have access to their own bank accounts, or they didn't even have a bank account. I had to ask for the men's permission, whatever. Not into that. It'd be really powerful. The little habits that we do can be really powerful. And I think, again, a lot of healing energy with that Six of Cups coming up. So just some small things. So we're welcoming in more of our power. We're welcoming in more of our healing. We're welcoming in more of our own goodness. We're receiving our goodness. And that can feel really scary, but I think it's also worth considering, what is a bad person? Because when you're here telling yourself, or that belief that's in your mind already of, I'm not good enough, what you're saying is, I'm bad. What's a bad person? define a bad person and then ask yourself, am I really bad? And I think you might find that you're probably not. Like if we're talking about morals and ethics that are super questionable, that are bad people, yeah, we could really get deep into that, right? But I'm asking you, what's a bad person? And are you that? Are you bad? Okay, so let's see what else we've got here. We're going to talk about what we're leaving behind. The Fool, the Three of Cups in the reverse position, and the Queen of Cups. It feels like to me we're leaving behind, feeling left behind, feeling like we're missing something. I feel like there's just more connectedness to, again, our own path, our inner voice. We're getting quieter. So we're leaving behind some of the influences of other people, and we're getting deeper in touch with what matters. Yeah, what matters to us. The Fool card is all about opening up and really allowing things to just be the way that they are with a lot of trust. And this is cool because this can touch on control, that there are things that we know that are within our control and within our realm of influence. And then there's a bunch of stuff that just we were never meant to control and influence in the first place. And us going back and forth and trying to control something that's not for us to do, it's like not supposed to be happening. So like, let's just drop that whole game and focus on what we can control. And then once we let go of what we were never supposed to be wrestling with, we have a lot more freedom. I also feel like we have more permission, and we don't really ever need anyone's permission for anything. The Fool card just has me feeling like we're remembering that, and we're giving ourselves permission to go at our own pace, to do things our own way, to break free from all of the noise and all of the ways people say we have to do it or we should do it or whatever. And we're just figuring out the way we want to do it. How do we want to make our life our own? How do we want to create something better for ourselves and the people that we love around us? With the Three of Cups in the reverse position, I am seeing that as that outside influence that we're starting to silence or starting to recognize. You know what? I kind of felt like I was left out of this particular social group, but I realized I don't even want to be a part of it. So I was thinking I was missing out on something when in reality, I wasn't. The Three of Cups in the reverse position can also be that you're getting better at just being able to cut out what is noise, even in social settings. So let's just say, for example, you do want to stay in a social group because they're full of like amazing people, but it doesn't necessarily mean that all those amazing people will always have helpful advice. You know what I mean? So you're able to just kind of not take things as personally or not take things on in a way that just doesn't really help you grow. But you're still supported by a bunch of people that love you and that care about you. I see that as the Three of Cups as well. But either way, it's just you're getting better at listening to your own inner voice. So you're just leaving things behind that don't really fill up your cup or, you know, vibe with you. And then the Queen of Cups, this I believe is just all of us, again, nurturing ourselves in ways that matter to us, keeping things to ourselves in a way that just promotes respect. And we're leaving behind getting overly connected to that pressure that we might feel because we're around other people and we want to people please, or we just haven't, you know, nailed down the art of contemplation and meditation yet. So we're just kind of doing things like going with the flow, but again, not slowing down to ask ourselves, is this the flow that I want to be going with? Or maybe I don't. And to recap that changing your life for the better part, what would that mean to you? And it doesn't have to be a full, you know, go back to the drawing board and change everything about your life. Your life could be awesome. And there could be a couple things where you're like, ah, I just want to shift this around. So I'm going to go ahead and make that happen. Like maybe I want an extra 5 minutes in the morning before the kids wake up. Or I want to go on, you know, one more walk during the week and I'm going to extend my health goal. I'm going to, you know, have less coffee, whatever. That's not my personal thing, but if it's your thing, cool. And so either way, you got to figure out what's good for you, what equals a better life, you know? And I think that when we hear that type of phrase, like changing our life for the better, we think, oh my gosh, I have to do everything overnight. But if you really think about it, the little things, again, they do add up. So, for example, let's say you want to, for a better life, you feel like you want to be more flexible. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have no schedule or whatever. It could mean, though, that you don't plan every part of your life and you allow things to be spontaneous, or you allow yourself to maybe feel that intensity that your schedule does have to change. But because you're practicing flexibility, you're also incorporating some deep breathing when something pops up in your life and you're like, okay, I have to change my schedule, or I'm getting to change my schedule. I'm allowing myself to change my schedule because I want to be more flexible. And so you're opening up. That will happen little by little and day by day if you allow it, if you don't maintain such tight control over everything. Flexibility can happen. And also, let's take it as a physical example. Let's say again, you want to be more physically flexible. I don't think you're going to start by trying to do the splits. I think you're probably going to start by seeing if you can bend over and touch your toes. So if you say, I'm going to make it a goal for the next 2 weeks to just bend over and touch my toes and just to feel into that stretch and maybe deepen that stretch a little bit with some breathing, rad. You're well on your way to being more flexible than if you never did anything, or by doing way too much too soon and trying to do the splits. And I want to see you successful. So the little things do matter. Think about what you can do. Again, that's a little thing every day that'll make a big difference. I want to see you out here living the life of your dreams, living a better life. So let me know what you're going to do. Let me know what it means to have a better life for you, and what are you willing to shift around? And again, you want to be contemplating. So what is it that you have been thinking about? I want to hear your relationships with patients as well. Like if you happen to be a naturally patient person, like what advice would you be giving all of us out here that are not patient? Like where do you see us making mistakes, or like us getting in our own way? Because I really feel like people would appreciate that advice and that feedback. Me being an Aries moon and Leo sun, patience is like not in my wheelhouse. It's something I literally have to practice every day and I hate it, but it's fine. I'm doing it. But anyway, yeah, some advice could be needed for us. And then also, when it comes to loyalty and self-respect and having your own back, I would also love to hear, like, what is your plan in place? Like, how are you actually going to do that? So let's talk soon. Okay. Love you. Bye.